Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Yo, what's up? Welcome in to the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out. It's appreciated. I want to talk a little bit of baseball. I mean, I guess it's less about the... Well, it is. I won't limit myself by saying that it's not baseball just because I'm talking about the White Sox and where they're at and their time horizon. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. As you can see, team up with excellence with Remy Martin. They do have the very special City of Lyrical Legends VSOP going on right now. The special bottle, Chicago flag inspired. It's really, really good. I highly recommend. Love being partners with Remy Martin. So I've been back and forth about this. Speegs and I have talked a little bit about it on the air too. I think I'm going to buy the White Sox ballpark pass. And no, this doesn't mean that I'm back in, that I'm flying the flag for the South Side Nine again. I don't see that happening, quite honestly, at least not for a while. Although the Justin Ishbia stuff is really interesting, and whether he can have an impact as the number one minority shareholder on Jerry, that's yet to be seen. I don't know if that can happen, but maybe, you know, and that would feel good because I don't think that he's building his, what, $80 million house here just to move the team. But then again, he's got ownership stake in the Phoenix Suns and he doesn't necessarily live there. So there's all sorts of stuff that still needs to be ironed out. By the way, I talked with someone fairly close with the situation and kind of picked their brain and said, there's no way Jerry sells, right? And their feeling was, no, that the idea would be that the estate would sell. Like, it hasn't been in the plans over the last few years for Jerry to sell. But you never know. Like, maybe he just gets tired of it and he moves on. But this person, and I trust this person, they didn't think that that's the case. But we'll see. Maybe Ishbia can have an impact in another way for now, and then we'll see what happens later on down the road. That's neither here nor there. I've been thinking the ballpark pass thing is a really good value. The more I think about it, the more it makes sense to do. It's one of those things where if you just have it, it honestly pays for itself. If you go to two games, like that's the math that I figured out. If I buy two ballpark passes and it'd be a $250, I think. If I go to two games, then it's paid for itself. Plus, who doesn't love getting a dog off the grill? I know I do. I like to go get the street tacos, the churros, and you get to watch Major League Baseball. Now, look, the schedule isn't great. I was looking at it and there are a lot of teams in March, April, and May that I'm not necessarily excited to see. The Angels are first and has got a bunch of White Sox expats on it, so that's cool. The A's are going to be in town in April. The weird-ass Minnesota Twins are going to be in town. Red Sox are going to be in town, and the Brewers are going to be in town in April. Then in May, Brewers finish their series. The Astros come to town. The Marlins come to town. The Mariners in the middle of May. That could be fun. And then the Texas Rangers. So I'm not seeing a ton of the superstars of the game, but there are some. But I still just think that for the access of it, it's a smart play by the White Sox, in my opinion, to do something like this where... And if you didn't know, what it offers you is basically they tell you the night you buy this ballpark pass, It's good for any of the games in March, April, and May. They tell you the night before where your tickets are. And I imagine that part of the goal of this is to fill the bottom bowl. I haven't talked to anyone about this, but I would imagine that that's the strategy here. Fill the bottom bowl. And I think that it's a hell of a deal. If you love baseball, and I love baseball. You know, Speaks and I, we had this very kind of like baseball romantic conversation about the game and growing up loving the game and playing the game. And I do think more of those conversations need to be had around baseball. And baseball needs to stop gatekeeping in a lot of ways, but that's another story for another pod. But for someone who likes to get out there, you want to smell the grass, you want to be around the game, you don't got to stay nine innings. But think about it. For me to get two of those, it's $250. And all of those, if I want to just hop in on that Friday night game against the Red Sox or go see a midweek game against the weird-ass Minnesota Twins, I can just do that. Now, granted, I hear you. I can almost hear you typing right now. Lawrence, you could probably buy tickets on StubHub the day of for $4 and probably have better seats. You're right. You're right. But I think that even just knowing that those tickets are in my ballpark app wallet and just being like, oh, show's over one day. I'm just right there. Boom. Steak dinner, boom. And I'm over there at the ballpark. So I think I'm going to do it. I think House of L is going to buy it because I went and checked. You can't resell your tickets, but you can give them away. So there might be days where I'm definitely not going and you might want to go. And since you're a viewer or a listener of this podcast, I'm going to offer it up to you as an opportunity, and I'll probably let you know. Maybe we'll just, like, there'll be whole episodes where I'm just like, hey, do you want my tickets tonight? Here's where they're going to be. But everything around the White Sox that isn't the roster or, like, baseball operations, like, everything around the White Sox, like, those people are trying. They're doing whatever it takes to try to convince you to come on out.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I'll also say this, depending on what your situation is with your television provider, perhaps it'd be easier for you to watch the White Sox like this than watching them on TV. It's in that regard, it's a great deal. If we're talking $1,000 for four, and you're going to be able to go to every single game, you do have to pay for parking. And if you want to, you know, buy food inside, that's on you. But if you literally just want to get in the building with three members of your family and it's $1,000 for all of those games, not a bad deal. Oh, I should probably like disclaim this. The White Sox have not offered me anything to tell you this. This is just how I feel. This is just what I'm working through. Like, I'm working through the math in my mind. I like to watch baseball, and I just because I'm mad at the White Sox as an organization, I shouldn't punish myself or other people that like to watch baseball with me because they're not in a competitive window right now. That's as kind as I can be. I think they're 3 years from being competitive. And that's if everything goes right. And I think that, honestly, I think that's part of Chris Getz's plan. He's got so much work to do. they got to trade Robert. I've wanted Robert traded for the last week and a half because he's healthy, he's playing really well, and he's 27 years old. By the time the White Sox are in a competitive window, in my opinion, he'll be 30, and you're not going to get, and I get it. Maybe at the trade deadline, it'll be better. I don't want to take that risk. I am by nature a little bit risk averse. I don't want to take the risk of Luis Robert being hurt or not inspired. I'm very worried about the not inspired part. You hear stories from outside of that clubhouse now about what last year was like. That amount of losing just weighs on you. And I'm not mad at anyone where it weighs on them. But I don't want to take the chance with Robert. He's healthy. He's raking. When he's healthy, we saw it in 2023. He's a 5-WAR player, minimum. I think that his ceiling is closer to 7 when he's healthy. But that caveat, and how long have we had that caveat on any White Sox that we're talking about? Moncada, when he's healthy, right? Eloy, when he's healthy. Robert, when he's healthy. Any of these guys. Tim Anderson, when he's healthy. Although, I'm rooting for Tim. I feel like Ron Washington might be able to get him right. We'll see. We'll see Tim in the first series of the season with the White Sox. I think he's going to make the team. We'll see about that, too. But, trade him now. Trade him. Get back prospects. And the report out of Cincinnati is that Cincinnati actually offered them some decent return. And they need a center fielder. There's a couple teams that are, the Phillies need a center fielder too. That if you're thinking about contending, when healthy, he is a phenomenal player and an incredible talent. So we'll see. But yeah, I think I'm gonna do that. I think I'm going to do the ballpark pass, and maybe I'll pass along the savings to you for games that I can't go on. We'll make it a whole thing, right? Just how I can expense it. It's a whole thing for House of L. You get to take House of L's tickets. I can see it now. House of L and the White Sox give you an opportunity to see Major League Baseball, because that's all we can say. That's truth in advertising. It's Major League Baseball. I didn't say it was going to be good. Anyway, I'll talk to you next time. Thanks, everyone on Spotify, by the way. Thanks, everyone on Apple. Please, please, please give us 5 stars and write a note. Let them know. Give us the reco. It helps with placement. I'll talk to you next time, okay? Peace.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.